Okay. Now, the Gospel of Thomas is not broken into chapters. It's just like 114 quotes. It's like 114 verses, okay? Here's verse 114. Tell me if this sounds legit to you. Simon Peter said to him, "Let Mary leave us, for women are not worthy of life." What is with this anti-woman stuff? Good night. Listen, you think that's weird? Wait till you hear what Jesus replied. Jesus said, "I myself shall lead her in order to make her male, so that she too may become a living spirit resembling you males. For every woman who will make herself male will enter the kingdom of heaven." And yet a minute ago I said, who's heard of the Gospel of Thomas? Every hand in the room goes up. Why? Because there's all this talk about, oh, the Gospel of Thomas. Ooh, the Gospel of Thomas. Ooh, something's been. And here's what's funny. People who haven't even read the whole Bible are out looking for some other scripture. I mean, somebody who hadn't even read the whole Bible. Ooh, the book of Enoch. Ooh, the book of Thomas. Why don't you read the 66 books God gave you about 30 times? Then we'll talk. But people who haven't even read it once cover to cover, they're, ooh, these other scriptures. Okay, I mean, is that the weirdest thing you've ever heard in your life? Okay, oh, wait, I got more here. How about number 15? Jesus said, "When you see one who was not born of woman, prostrate yourselves on your faces and worship him. That one is your father." What in the world? I mean, Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He was born of woman. What is this talking about? And again, more anti-woman talk. It's strange, isn't it? Listen to number 30. Jesus said, "Where there are three gods, they are gods. Where there are two or one, I'm with them." I mean, this doesn't even make grammatical sense, folks. Okay, listen to this. Here's number 37. His disciples said, "When will you become revealed to us, and when shall we see you?" Jesus said, "When you disrobe without being ashamed and take up your garments and place them under your feet like little children and tread on them. Then will you see the Son of the Living One and will not be afraid." Now, look, these scholars, man, these guys know what they're doing, don't they? Who even took the time to translate this? Who even wrote this? I mean, it's weird. Okay, listen to this. Okay, 42. Listen to this, 42. This one's really deep, guys, all right? I mean, you know those really profound short statements in the Bible, like Jesus wept? Pray without ceasing? Listen to this one. Jesus said, "Become passers-by," period. I mean, what in the world? Okay, listen to this. This is number 53. Number 53. You don't need a degree in theology, folks, to figure out where the Word of God is. I mean, look, do you ever feel this way when you're reading Genesis through Revelation? But everybody's out searching for some other scripture, some other revelation, some other prophecy. Look, why don't you just realize the treasure that you have in your hand with the holy, perfect Word of God. Look, this is how the Book of Mormon is. This is how the Quran is. This, whenever you read this stuff, it always comes out like this. It's true. Listen to this. This is, what did I say, number 53? His disciples said to him, "Is circumcision beneficial or not?" He said to them, "If it were beneficial, their father would beget them already circumcised from their mother." I mean, this is crazy. Listen to this. Okay, and this one just, I know this is hard to believe, but this one just the cake. That's why I saved it for last. Okay, 108. I know it's hard to believe that anything could be weirder than what you just heard, but 108. Jesus said, "He who will drink from my mouth will become like me. I myself shall become he. And the things that are hidden will become revealed to him." Okay, and look, what they do, though, now look, there's 114 of them. I just read for you seven of them that were handpicked. The seven weirdest ones out of 114. But here's what they do. A lot of those other 114 are just quotes from the Bible, just from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to mix in to make it seem real, because there's a lot of good statements in there that are just plagiarized from the other books, and then some of them are straight from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and then maybe just a little change, just a little different, just a little tweak. The devil always tries to mix in a little truth with the lie. But look, I don't think anybody here is gonna say, well, I need to look into the book of Thomas a little more. You know, I need to do a little more research. You need to get your facts together, Pastor Anderson. No, because you just look at it and you just know it's